Hello everyone, dear merchants, traders, representatives, I hope you're doing fine and well. Welcome to another educational podcast where we will explore the topic of return on investment, or ROI, and its impact on increasing income. How can you use this technique to boost your earnings and assess whether you are on the right track or not? How much profit are you making? How much are you losing? And are you even thriving? Today, we will consolidate and review all these points. Please have your papers and pen ready. I will provide various examples that you should write down to fully grasp the fundamentals and concepts. Return on investment, or ROI, as it's commonly known, is a concept we discussed about a month ago in a previous podcast. As we mentioned, for everyone looking to expand their marketing efforts, understanding ROI is crucial. It's about determining how much of the money you invest in your business and how much does it come back to you. What percentage returns? Is it worth it to invest in this business and pursue this endeavor? Before you take any action, I recommend asking yourself a series of questions. The first question is, what level of risk are you willing to accept? How much are you prepared to risk? Define this clearly. If your initial investment, say maybe $2.4 million or $480,000, were to be completely lost, what would happen? I want to explain the worst case scenarios for a business to help you understand how you can succeed. So if you lose all your assets, which could be like, as I told you, $2.4 million or $480, what are the consequences? Next, determine what kind of return you expect on this investment before you start. For example, if you're starting your own business, what return are you expecting? You need to know if you're willing to start your business based on this expected return. How much profit do you want? In the economic world, many experts consider a 7% ROI to be reasonable. This means most businesses find this figure logical, and any amount above it is considered exceptional. Thus, how much money you spend on your business and how much of it you expect to come back is very important. This is our main topic today, and it's crucial to understand it. Please pay close attention and take notes with your paper and pen. If you don't clearly grasp this concept, you might misunderstand this issue and always feel like you're not heading in the right direction. As someone who has extensive experience in business, trade, and export, I don't believe in just achieving a 7% profit and calling it great. I aim for much higher numbers. I consider at least 100% ROI, which figures reaching 400%, 500% in typical cases, and even 1,100% or 5,000% in stronger cases. You might wonder how this is possible. Lastly, ask yourself, if I do not invest in my business, what should I do with this money? Write down these four questions and answer them. Imagine you have an investment of $24,000 or $96,000 or $144,000, $192,000, or even $2.4 million USD that I have mentioned before. Now, let's address these questions. If you don't follow my advice, what will you do with this money? What method do you know that can bring you more profit than the amounts I'm discussing? First and foremost, I strongly advise against investing in things that you're not well informed about, such as stocks trading or buying something. The best investment from our perspective is investment in branding, is to invest in yourself. So the conclusion is, invest your money solely in your own business, in yourself, and in your own organization and never give your money to anyone else to double it or to give you more profit. Now, I want to teach you how to achieve extraordinary earnings in business by investing in yourself. To truly understand these numbers, research and ask traders, both local and international, about how much they have invested and what their current income and assets are. Look into what level of capital they started and what their income is now. If you understand and grasp this technique well, you can also use it in negotiations with customers and convince them. For instance, in B2B transactions, show the customer the ROI they will gain from buying products from you. Many of you only sell products or goods in negotiations, but you need to sell value, and one aspect of the value is ROI. Imagine a customer buys products worth $24,000 from you. They ask, "What will I get in return?" You need to understand and address this need. Unfortunately, many of you don't pay attention to this question and only sell products, which is why you lose customers. According to statistics published by a news magazine, only a very small percentage of people, around 15 or 16%, pay attention to ROI. These individuals focus on ROI and handle the largest volume of transactions. The remaining 80% don't use this technique and just sell their products and services, resulting in lower income. At the same time, during the period when you are negotiating with a customer, you could have earned more and significantly increased your conversion rate. Therefore, it's essential to understand both the logical and emotional aspect of this topic related to the product and to know how to communicate to make your brand more credible and well-known. This way, you will attract more customers and increase your sales. Let's dive into this topic of return on investment, or ROI, and how this formula is calculated. Assume you have $24,000. You want to start your own business with this. You begin trading a product, and in 1 month, your $24,000 turns into $28,800. In fact, you've made $4,800 profit. You spent $20,000 on buying goods and let's say $4,000 on marketing. At the end of the month, you have $28,800. So your net profit is $4,800 and your investment has been returned. Plus, you have an additional $4,800 in just 1 month. In this section of the discussion, we delve into the importance of calculating return on investment and understanding how to interpret it. This concept helps you determine how much net profit you've earned for after an investment and how to express this profit as a percentage. To calculate ROI, you first need to determine your net profit. This is the amount you earn after subtracting all related business expenses. Then compare this net profit with your total investment to find out your ROI percentage. For example, if you spend $2,000 on your business over the course of a year and end up with $2,500 in revenue, you have made a net profit of $500. $2,000, ending up with $2,500. So your net profit will be $500. Comparing this $500 profit with the $2,000 you spent, you find that your profit is 25% of your total cost. This means your ROI is 25%. Some businesses operate with an ROI of around 40%, which is satisfactory for many. However,
more successful businesses might achieve ROI rates of 100%, 200%, and 500%, or even higher. It's important to note that ROI can vary over time. For instance, investing in your skills and knowledge might lead to higher profit without additional expenses. Another key point is that in the business world, you don't always need to spend heavily on market research or product purchases. Using smart strategies and free advice, you can achieve significant profits with smaller investments. Ultimately, these calculations help you manage your investments effectively and maximize your returns. If you understand and apply these principles well, you can run a highly profitable business. Let me share a real-life example. Somebody who was actually a member of Aura Branding, and they invested about $2,400 in his business and made about $120,000 in profit. When I calculated these figures after subtracting expenses from the total profit, he ended up with approximately $96,000 in net profit. This means his ROI was 900%, which is an extraordinary figure. When some people heard this story, they asked, wouldn't it be better to invest this money in buying a car or another investment? The response is, why not invest in yourself? Why not use your capital, your money, in your own business? In my view, investing in your own business is the best choice, as illustrated by the 900% ROI achieved in this example. Now, let's consider what might have happened if that money was spent on other things, like buying a motorbike, clothes, furniture, or other things. For instance, if it were used to buy a piece of property or a land, how much profit could we expect after a year? Many might think they'll profit from buying gold or a car, but in reality, they often end up with little or no gain. For example, if you buy a car and sell it after a year, you might find that sale price is not enough to buy another car, meaning you haven't actually made a profit, but may have even incurred a loss. This mostly happens in regions which face money inflation. Therefore, for those who lack sufficient economic knowledge, it's crucial to study these topics carefully to make better investment decisions. One crucial aspect to consider is that without a proper understanding of return on investment or ROI, you cannot make sound economic decisions. Therefore, if you aim to succeed in your business, you must understand which areas of business offer more value for investment. For instance, in the previous example, someone invested $24,000 and managed to make $2,1600 in profit. When I told him that his ROI was 900%, he confirmed this. I then suggested that instead of seeking other investment opportunities, he should invest in his own business, for example, by investing further in branding. He could enhance his brand's reputation and consequently increase his revenue. Branding is a key factor in business success. Looking at major global companies like Apple, you will see that these companies continuously work on their brand to create more value. By investing in branding, they have gained sufficient credibility and, as a result, have higher revenues. However, this isn't limited to branding alone. You need to understand that your customers are also looking for greater profits. If you can accurately calculate the profit a customer will gain from buying a product from you, they will remain loyal to you. So, what is your goal in entering business? Are you seeking more money and profit? Then you should know that your customers have the same objective. If customers know they can achieve higher profits by buying from you, they will undoubtedly turn to you. For example, if a customer is looking to buy raisins, for instance, or other products and realize that they can gain more profit by purchasing pistachios, they are likely to shift their focus to pistachio trade. Therefore, understanding customer needs and offering products that provide the highest profit can drive your business toward success. When someone's father is a factory owner or a successful trader, it naturally motivates them to follow a similar path. They often avoid employee, labor, or even medical professions because they see how successful their father is in the business. Instead of pursuing other career paths, they decide to join the family business and even improve it. They might choose to leverage modern knowledge, such as using the internet and new technologies, e-commerce, or other things to expand the family business, increase exports, and capture global markets. This highlights the importance of understanding your business thoroughly and being aware of these factors. The more knowledge and expertise you gain, the better you can enhance your ROI in your business. A clear example of this is a trader who was talking with us and worked with a company for 3 years and made like 240 millions in profit during this time. They were working with us, to be honest. They started with an initial investment of $24,000 in branding, the same person that we were actually mentioning before. And after 3 years, the initial investment turned into net profit of $216,000. If you divide this amount by the initial investment, his ROI is 900% as mentioned, which is an exceptional figure. Even accounting for other expenses, like when we calculate and divide it, do some math, his ROI remains remarkably high. This demonstrates that by focusing on and investing in your business, you can achieve significant success. Therefore, it's essential not only to focus and invest in your own business, but also to calculate the return on investment for your customers so they understand the benefits of purchasing from you. And this approach can turn into a successful business and make you a successful entrepreneur. Let me explain how you can increase your ROI and achieve greater success. Suppose you make 24 millions in profit and spent 2.4 million. Subtracting these numbers give you a net profit of 21.6 million. When you divide this net profit by the expenditure, your ROI is 900%. This is an exceptional figure, as mentioned. You might wonder how to further increase your ROI. Firstly, you should continue investing in your business, for instance, with a high ROI of 900%. Instead of spending on a new car or property, reinvesting in your business could yield even better results. If you're selling like green apples, why not adding other varieties of apples? If you are offering a specific product, adding a new product or supplementary services related to the same product can enhance your business. For instance, if you're working on shoes, you can actually work on bags too. If you're working on drinks, you can work on other food industries too. By increasing products and services variety, you can attract more customers. If you handle everything yourself, you might struggle to achieve the desired growth, of course. A successful manager should delegate operational tasks and focus on managing and developing the business. So hiring additional staff can aid in this process. So you can actually consider this. For instance, if hiring 3 employees has worked well, after some time, why not increase the number to 4 to 5 or even 10? So expanding your workforce can also boost your productivity and scale your business. To achieve significant success, you need to continuously work on growing and improving your business and looking for new ways to do so. By employing effective strategies and meticulous planning, you can enhance your ROI and reach greater success. Also, to maximize your profit and expand your business, you need effective and appropriate strategies. That is what we provide you here for free, and you can actually use the experience of knowledgeable people. So, every employee that you hire contributes to your business profitability. These employees will help increase your revenue and boost your profit. There is nothing better than this. You should have effective sales and marketing strategies and stay updated. In the world of marketing and branding, numerous strategies can aid you in your success. We have actually covered, and we will continue to cover, fundamental marketing techniques. And you can actually follow everything on our branding website. And we will introduce and give you more advanced techniques in future sessions. But it is important and it is crucial to pay attention to these trainings and also use them in your real life. Let's get back to the example. We were talking about hiring people. If you hire 5 employees and apply these techniques, you'll notice a significant increase in your profit because each person contributes to increasing your profit. For example, implementing a new technique and adding 5 more staff members could also potentially double, triple, or even quintuple your profits. Learning skills also, such as negotiation skills, are crucial. Train yourself and your team in this area. So don't you just use these trainings, but also make your employees use these trainings. It will aid in boosting your sales and increasing your profit margins. So invest your money wisely and focus on improving and training your staff. This investment will help multiply your profit. Increase your marketing strategies and focus on them, and engage with your customers and address their needs. For instance, in this case, if your customers encounter issues and you can't assist them directly, offer alternative solutions. For example, if you don't have the product they need, provide the contact information of a partner who can help. You can access all of them on Arad Branding platform. This will make your customer feel valued and build their trust in you. By offering good products and helping your customer, you can find even new clients and you effectively address both sides of the business. This two-way beneficial approach ensures customer satisfaction and makes them feel they received real value. Customers who see that you help them sell more will trust you. Of course, more, and return for future purchases. This trust and satisfaction will contribute to higher revenues and a significant increase in your profit. By using these techniques and overcoming all obstacles, you will undoubtedly witness substantial growth and an impressive increase in income. With these methods, your profit could even exceed 1,000%, and with a truly remarkable profit. I hope everyone applies these techniques carefully, take advantage of these advices, and sees positive results. I hope future trainings will also be beneficial to you, and wish you a great time, great day, and thank you for listening.